There's certainly a lot of people who have never noticed that the IRS says the voluntary tax code ad nauseum, amongst other wild things.
I was sat on a case, and they found the person not guilty for lack of filing. Okay? And I asked her why they found them not guilty. And she said because the IRS couldn't show us the law that made him liable to file a 1040.
Here is Shirley Peterson. You are among the millions of Americans who comply with the tax law voluntarily. And that's a note from the commissioner.
Title 26 requires you to file a return.
But doesn't Title 26 have to be in compliance with the Supreme Court decisions?
You're going to take a 1920 case and superimpose it on the whole Internal Revenue Code that was written after it? No, that's not.
I can't believe what I just heard. Rewind.
You're going to take a 1920 case and superimpose it on the whole Internal Revenue Code that was written after it? No, that's not.
Not to be outdone by her predecessors, Commissioner Margaret Milner Richardson thanks Americans for making this nation's tax system the most effective system. There's that voluntary compliance again in
There's
the
that word
world.
again, right?
Let me ask you a hypothetical question.
No. You're making silly arguments here.
Why is the Supreme Court decision a silly argument?
Well, because it's inapplicable.
That made my heart stop. He just said Supreme Court decisions do not apply to the IRS. That's the behavior you would expect from a totalitarian country, maybe China or Russia or Cuba, not from America.
Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Arcadia Economics on a show that I've been quite excited about as we've been planning this one over the past couple of months, largely because it touches on something that I've mentioned over the past year in my research of constitutional rights and tax codes and coming across the bizarre frequent phrasing of the voluntary IRS income tax code, which I think actually some people in this beautiful audience have heard before. It might be new to a lot of people. There's certainly a lot of people who have never noticed that the IRS says the voluntary tax code ad nauseum, amongst other wild things. I will give my disclaimer here. This is information. Please do further due diligence, anything that you choose to do. But with that said, fortunately, we have an expert joining us on the show. Another fan of the great Aaron Russo and Joe Bannister, former IRS agent who was confused when he came across some of these questions and thought it was odd that when he was trying to figure out what to say to the people who were asking him, he could never get answers from his superiors. And then eventually got one of those, hey, buddy. Either shut up or get out. Your time's coming to an end. So, how fortunate that we have Bradley Freedom from the Freedom People joining us today, especially at just such a hectic, chaotic, but exciting time in the world. And Bradley, thanks for being here. How are you today, my friend?
Chris, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yeah, well, I think people are in for a treat because we had fun just talking about some of the different things that have been going on and to dig into. And Brad, before I play a bit of this clip of Aaron Russo with something that I've sent to a few people, but it's quite stunning when you hear him try and get answers directly from IRS officials. Anything that you'd want to share or set the stage of some of the things you do or look at before I put on Aaron?
Yeah, sure. So, at the Freedom People, we're really big in this space. Our main goal is to help people live the most free life that they can, and the expression of that, and meet you where you're at. And a lot of that is financial. And once you know how the game works and you're able to better play the game, you can have a lot better outcomes than you currently have. And yeah, this clip that's coming up, Mr. Russo, God bless him, and God rest in peace, because that guy was he was awesome. It was a really sad time when he died. Lots of conspiracy around that, right? But he did die of natural causes, I guess, at the end of the day, cancer, so they say. But yeah, this just goes to show you kind of the the audacity that they have, they don't care. The IRS knows that what they're doing is not actually lawful, but they're going to continue to use fear and intimidation to perpetuate these lies.
Yeah, which is actually easy to believe and sounds kind of like perhaps the government's claiming there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq going initiating wars when not only were they not there, but seems there's ample evidence that they knew they weren't there. And thank you for that context there, Brad. And I might add, as we get ready to pull up Aaron here, that Aaron was also the one, I forget his exact title, but he was the driving force behind the movie Trading Places, which came out in 1983, shortly after the first time silver hit $50 an ounce. And anyway, with that said, let's play something that if you've not seen this before, here's my early Christmas present to you, because it's one of the most inspirational things I've ever seen. And with that said, here we go.
I was wondering why I never heard about all these Supreme Court decisions in the media. So I really wanted the IRS's point of view, because to get the true story, it was imperative I hear both sides. I kept wishing Anthony Burke would call me back. He seemed like an honest man. I then proceeded to call my message machine.
Hi, this message is for Aaron Russo. This is Anthony Burke at the Internal Revenue Service. Let me suggest some people that you might want to think about talking to. One would be Don Alexander, who's a former commissioner who's here in town in Washington. Another would be Sheldon Cohen, who is both a former commissioner and former chief counsel. All those guys, I think, could answer your question about, you know, where in the tax law it says that you have to pay taxes.
Wow, good news, I thought. So I called Sheldon Cohen because he used to be the IRS commissioner. He wrote the tax code, and he was also general counsel to the IRS. He is a true expert, and I couldn't find a better person to answer my questions. He graciously agreed to my interview.
The reason I'm doing this documentary is because there are many people in America today who believe that there's no law that requires them to pay an income tax or file a 1040. And there are many people going to jail for it, fighting over it.
The Internal Revenue Code is authorized by the 16th Amendment.
I think it should be clarified. I think government should be transparent to the people. Why doesn't the IRS commissioner sit down with them and just explain it in clear English? Why?
I don't think they really care. They don't think. I think they're just playing word games.
You don't think they're sincere people yet?
No, I don't think they're sincere people.
What does voluntary compliance mean?
And why does the IRS code say it's voluntary to comply, not mandatory?
That's a word euphemism we use. We use voluntary compliance when we talk about traffic signals. Most people, at 2 o'clock in the morning, do you stop at a red light?
Yeah.
Is there a cop there?
Sometimes I don't.
Well, I do, and most of us do. Most of us do.
Just a little disturbing that we're looking at voluntary tax code and this is what he comes back with, but we'll keep going.
That's his analogy.
But that's voluntary compliance.
That was a complete perversion of logic. Traffic laws state that it is mandatory to stop at a red light. The IRS code says it's voluntary to comply. Mandatory and voluntary are the complete opposite of each other. Yet he wants us to believe that they mean the same thing.
So can the government criminally prosecute somebody of information put on their 1040?
Yes.
Right, so doesn't that violate the Fifth Amendment?
No.
But the Fifth Amendment says I don't have to do anything that incriminates myself.
Well, it doesn't incriminate you to put your income down.
But you said before I could be put in jail for it.
The commissioner wants us to believe that although the IRS demands that you fill out the 1040 and you can go to jail for it, that they are not violating your Fifth Amendment rights of self-incrimination. That is absurd.
Isn't it true that the word income is not defined anywhere in the Internal Revenue Code?
Now, come on, Sheldon.
The law says that the government has a right to tax income from any source derived.
So, but the word income is not defined in the code. It just says income without a definition of what income is.
That's right.
Correct?
Yeah.
But there are many different kinds of taxes. Well, how can an American citizen know what income is if the code doesn't define it? If they're paying an income
because
tax.
Because the courts have all defined it.
Do you remember what constitutional attorney Edwin Vieira said?
The definition of income in the Constitution was given in the Eisner versus Montgomery case, and it turns on gains or profits that are made from some activity.
So the Supreme Court has ruled income is not wages, it's not labor, it's gain from corporate activity.
I believe that a man's labor is his private property.
That's your view, but it's not the law.
The Supreme Court's even said your labor is your private property. When I go to work for somebody, it's a trade. It's an even exchange. I do some work, you give me some money.
In 1916, we had the Bruschaber case and the Stanton case. And the Bruschaber case and the Stanton case said that the 16th Amendment gave the government no new taxing power.
I'm not going to argue the niceties of that with you.
And it came up again in a case called Peck versus Lowe, where the Supreme Court said the 16th Amendment did not extend Congress's taxing power to any new or accepted subjects. In other words, if you weren't taxable before the 16th, you weren't taxable after the 16th.
Today I interviewed a juror, okay, who sat on a case, and they found the person not guilty for lack of filing, okay? And I asked her why they found them not guilty. And she said because the IRS couldn't show us the law that made him liable to file a 1040.
All they need to do, if there is a law, is to show us the law. Which, of course, they never did.
And the reason they didn't do it was why?
Because there is no law.
Title 26 requires you to file a return.
But doesn't Title 26 have to be in compliance with the Supreme Court decisions?
You're going to take a 1920 case and superimpose it on the Holding Internal Revenue Code that was written after it? No, that's not...
I can't believe what I just heard. Rewind.
You're going to take a 1920 case and superimpose it on the Holding Internal Revenue Code that was written after it? No, that's not...
Remember he said earlier the Internal Revenue Code was authorized by the 16th Amendment?
The Internal Revenue Code is authorized by the 16th Amendment.
Remember... The Supreme Court said the 16th Amendment did not give the government any new taxing power. These decisions have never been overturned. Let's listen further.
Can the lower courts overrule the Supreme Court?
No.
How are they putting people in jail today for not paying a tax on their labor when the Supreme Court said they don't have to?
Doesn't the IRS code have to be in compliance with the Supreme Court? That's my
Aaron,
question.
This is a waste of time.
Well,
because whatever I say, you're not going to believe.
He's right. I don't believe him.
When cornered, evade.
He wants us to believe we should obey the IRS code, which is being enforced in violation of the many Supreme Court decisions.
If the Supreme Court made a decision...
Thank you, Aaron. I think we're finished.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cohen, you're doing that.
Well, I'm sorry that you constantly re-argue the point. You're liable because the law says that you're liable, but and the courts say the law says you're liable, and that's why you're liable.
You see, he's talking about the lower courts, who are not in compliance with the Supreme Court, as they have to be.
Doesn't the court have to be in compliance with the Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court has so held.
Where?
You caught me unprepared.
I'll come back.
Well, I don't want to do that.
But let me ask you a hypothetical question.
No. You're making silly arguments here.
Why is the Supreme Court decision a silly argument?
Because it's inapplicable.
That made my heart stop. He just said Supreme Court decisions do not apply to the IRS. That's the behavior you would expect from a totalitarian country, maybe China or Russia or Cuba, not from America. They're just making up the law as they go along. Now I knew the tax honesty movement was right. The IRS thrives on intimidation and fear, not by law. It's no different than a criminal protection racket using force to extract your money from you.
And there it is. The fear and intimidation.
Bradley, I mean... I'm not an expert in this, although that strikes me as an incredibly embarrassing performance. And someone who has paid taxes, what bothers me is that when cornered, you see it in finance, we see it in government, when people get caught, there's a very specific sociopathic tendency to change the argument and avoid it just like he did there. He didn't seem to have much interest in clearing things up. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on any of that. And hopefully you can help put that in context for people, especially for people who are seeing this the first time, because it is quite shocking.
Yeah, yeah, for sure it is. If it's the first time you're hearing this information, I can imagine that. When did that come out? I believe it was 2003 or 2000, and maybe it was six, four, right, maybe there. Two, three, something like that. 2003, 2004, somewhere around there. And then Zeitgeist came out couple years later. So anyway, it was right around that time. So it's been, that's been around for a while, right? One thing that was, it was kind of cut off before it happened, but he actually threatened Aaron Russo in Yiddish, right? Just shortly after that, he threatens him.
Then the former IRS commissioner, now working at a prestigious Washington law firm, threatens me. Watch.
Aaron, you understand Yiddish. Cornish helfen.
For those of you who don't understand Yiddish, that means nothing will help you.
Before we played that clip, that's what I was getting at, is that that's what they do, is they use fear and intimidation and coercion and confusion, right? The tax code is a million words, probably more. I don't even know. It is massive, and it's meant to be confusing and weird. And you have to go. So this is what they tell you. They tell you that you have to go to somebody who is trained by them so you can fill out their forms correctly so that they can get as much money as possible, while at the same time making you believe that they're there to help you, right? That's the trick. That's the game. That's why anybody that's got a license, a certification, your CPAs, all of that, they have licenses. And those licenses, they have to tell you to do certain things in a certain way, or they won't have a license. Yeah. Right. So they go to school, right? I want to be an accountant when I grow up. Okay, whatever. Weird, but that's fine. You want to grow up, be an accountant. Sweet. Let's grow up, be an accountant. You go to school, you go maybe a really good school. You're really freaking smart, right? And so you're like, I'm gonna go to a really good school. And so you go to a really, really, really good school and you become a really good accountant, you know, like an Ivy League school, like Harvard or something. Holy moly. You go to Harvard and you've learned everything about all the tax code in the world, but you have no idea about actually anything that is not trained to you, right? That goes to the same for doctors. And a lot of people figured that out from 2020, right? I was just going to say
it's the same playbook that we saw with
same
that.
Playbook, man. And that's where, once you know, right? Well, how come it's the same thing, right? Yeah. If you're, you grew up here, like, what, it's in our culture. You grow up to be a lawyer or a doctor, right? That's what the dream was forever. I mean, right? I mean, if you became a lawyer or a doctor, you, for generations, you were the guy. That was the thing. And then if you went to like Harvard Law, or you went to Stanford Medical School or something like that, oh my goodness, there's no way in the world anyone's going to tell you that you don't know something about that subject, when it's just, it's pure, again, health. Doctors aren't taught anything about health. Okay. Physicians, MDs are not taught anything about actually what can make you healthy, right? And we can draw that parallel with the legal system, the lawful system, it's legal, right? They've taken and kind of perverted it. Just like Aaron Russo said, it's a perversion of logic, what he did. And it's a perversion of the law, what they're doing. It's a perversion of everything. And so, yeah, that is just a great illustration. I'm super stoked you pulled that up and let everybody see that, because that's a great illustration for everyone to see just how they operate. I mean, Aaron Russo wasn't asking silly questions and making silly arguments, but of course, what did he do? He turns to attacking, and then it was cut off. But then right out, then he threatens him, like threatens his life. Like, you know what I mean? And I don't know. And then he died not too long after that. And so of course there was a lot of talk around what happened, but yeah, that's what they do. And that's what they rely on.
Yeah. And I know what you mean. That's why I pulled it up there, because obviously we can talk about it, but when you actually see a high up IRS official put forth that performance, I wonder if he's found any answers to that in the 20 years since then. Although a bunch of things that perhaps we could dig into that were mentioned briefly there, and Again, I'll say the Joe Bannister book. I'll find a link to that and put it in somewhere in the description field below. That's another eye opener, which puts more detail on any of these things. You can see letters, court cases, everything. But a few to dig into. You were talking about the way doctors or accountants or lawyers work. When you explain this to an accountant, I'm sure every once in a while that I'm guessing most of them don't want to talk to you and hear it because it's like one of those red pill, what have I been doing here moments. But what happens when, whether it's a client says, well, my talk to my accountant, he says this or that, or if you talk to him directly, what is the response often like?
Of course, it's a very triggering thing for them. Like usually most of the discussions aren't with accountants per se on the financial side, although there has been some, but it's more on the law side. And it's the same sort of thing whereas if you try and point out that, constitutional law, like actual law, is not legalese, and that's never really received, and I've learned to be more and more gentle over time. And also I'm not the guy waking you up at 3 a.m. banging pots saying wake up, and then like trying to tell you, hey, you're a debt slave, and stuff. Like I used to be that guy, but I've I'm older now, I got kids, I'm too tired for that, so I don't do that much anymore. We're more about just, hey, if you're ready and you want to start learning, like really learn about what's going on, because that's the thing, is if we continue to hand our power over, and this is what I tell people, is that what we've done over time is that we've handed our power over little bits at a time, and we don't really know that we've done it, right? For example, if I'm sick, whose fault is it? It's my doctor's fault, right? So right there, you've given your power away. So now you can't change it, right? But we've done that with our money, right? Again, taxes. Don't you ever dare to do your own taxes, man. Like, you'll mess it up and they'll come and take you. Yeah. And that's the thing, right? And that's where what they were talking about there is that they could not prosecute in that video. They couldn't prosecute the non-filer, right? And that's because when you fill out a form and you send them the form and you agree that you owe them something and then you don't pay them or you ignore them or anything else rather than just going head on with them. And that's what we're experts in. That's what the Freedom People's really good at. We're really good at communicating with these three letter agencies that a lot of people aren't comfortable doing. That's where we provide the value, is that we're kind of that liaison until people can start to learn how to stand on their own square, is how we put it. Everybody needs to learn to do these things, or at least have the knowledge, and then go to your CPA and say, no, I want you to file this way. And some of them will, some of them won't. You know what I mean? It's really a crapshoot. Some of them, they've been trained one way for so long, and then you can show them, here, this is actually, here's the law. Here it is, black and white. Here's this. But then, kind of short circuits and does not compute. And
have you ever gotten any form of counter argument, or is it just like, no, this can't be true and I don't want to look further? Is there ever any response?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I have a friend. He's a bar attorney, and we became friends, man. The reason he would listen to me was because he, during COVID, one of his best friends was an MD and forced him to get the jab. And then after everything came out, blah, blah. Anyway, he was very upset, and he started doing some research in the medical field. And like we were just talking about, he started to see that. And then one of a mutual friend of ours put him in contact with me, and we hit it off. And then we started talking about the legal side, and I started explaining to him how come, and it went off like a light bulb for him. He was like, and he drew the parallel. He's like, okay, so I see it. That's why we were trained. And I'm like, yes, you're trained in a very, very specific way, and you're given the nicest, most beautiful little credentials there are. And a whole world looks up to you. Who's going to tell you you're wrong? Who's going to stand up to you? Who's going to actually say this thing? So yeah, I've had some really good ones where, I'm like dear friends, right? Years now, But there's, mostly it's a shutdown. Well, and I'm okay with it. I, like I said, I'm not the guy anymore. I don't, you know, I'm not going to argue with you about it. It's fine. It's cool. We're doing really epic things over here. So it's all good. Yeah. Yeah.
But you've flipped a few of them over the years.
That's right, man. That's right. Yeah. And like here's the thing though, more and more people are seeing it. You can't unsee it once you see it. Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And that makes a lot of sense, because I think when you take a step back and think about how the human mind works, I think people have heard that phrase before, before people buy something, they on average see 6 data points.
How many times?
Especially when it's something that's so, in one sense, hard to imagine. But then maybe one day you read Joe Bannister's book, or you watch this, or Freedom of Fascism, and that's what I found intriguing. The first time I was thinking the same thing, like, oh, now these guys have to be nuts. And then I actually looked at it. And for example, let me pull up a few fun ones here. Before we get into, I guess, something important you mentioned of, you know, if some people do run into trouble, why is that? And how do we, or how can someone avoid that? But here is, I think that was Bob Carey. I forget what context this was in, but he's talking about how it's a voluntary system. These were all from Joe Bannister's book. Here is Shirley Peterson. You are among the millions of Americans who comply with the tax law voluntarily. And that's a note from the commissioner. I think this was, that come directly from the IRS manual, Brad?
No. Well, it does, but it came from the IRS commissioner. That's what I would say. And yes, it is. It is in the code. It says it in their code, their own code. Absolutely.
That was a beautiful re-raise. Yes, it did, but also it came from the commissioner,
man. This is just bonkers, right? It's like, and that's the thing, is that this been going on for years. How long was it since Aaron Russo's been out? That, or you know, Freedom of Fascism, 20 plus years. You know, and it's that's how much fear that they were able to inflict upon us over the years. Like Wesley Snipes, you know, Wesley Snipes. So Wesley Snipes, he got in trouble. Why did he get in trouble? Because he fraudulently filed. That's how most people get in trouble, because they're either they ignore it. They promise to pay something and then they can't. Right. Or their taxes or whatever. And most of us now, you know, your average American is working for a company. And so what they've done now is they do enforcement through the companies. Although it's completely unconstitutional, they do that. And we help people to file forms with their employers as well to stop your taxes coming out of your pay. That's a big one. Like I said in the video, your labor is your private property. Somebody coming and forcefully taking it from you is like somebody putting a gun to your head and taking your gold and silver out of your pockets. It's more valuable. Your soul, your energy, your what powers us as living entities is what they suck off of. That's why they're called vamps. They have to take off of us, right? These entities, the government, right? It is full of living people, but guess what? They tax their own people too. I don't know if you know that. I was in the military, right? So guess what? They tax you when you're working for them as well, right? So it's not like they're not doing that to their own as well. So that's why it's just very important to know that we have, that's the importance, is us to say, no, I'm not going to allow you to tread on me. Everybody's seen the flag. Don't tread on me. It's very important that people stand up for themselves, because it's not this, and you can tell I'm very passionate about this. This is why I do what I do. And that's because I don't like bullies. And this is the biggest bully in town. They scare people to the bejesus to where their kids don't have shoes. I know this. I grew up in it, right? They scare people so that they're not able to have a nice Christmas. They can't eat food. There's certain, but they're going to get their taxes. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's theft and it's not okay. So thanks for giving me that there for a minute there, Chris.
Well, it's well said, and especially appreciate that, because the audience of people we have here, I don't think you end up watching the stuff that we talk about if you haven't realized, wait a second, there's something wrong with the money. So I think everyone watching at home is already thinking in, I maybe say, an advanced way. And I admire the courage that it takes to do that. And here we've got a few more. The most effective here, not to be outdone by her predecessors, Commissioner Margaret Milner Richardson thanks Americans for making this nation's tax system the most effective system. There's that voluntary compliance again.
There's that word again, right?
I mean, it's one of those things where, again, I don't know, maybe someone thinks I was photoshopping this at home. You can see my handwritten notes, but by all means, I would encourage you go. If somebody finds something that can disprove any of this, please contact me. I'm just looking. Here's the letter from Margaret herself talking about the most effective system of voluntary compliance in the world. Here's Fred Goldberg and mentioning as a reminder that government in a free country can only be financed through voluntary compliance and the support of the public it deserves. And looks like he was a commissioner.
That's something that they know, Chris. You know that? That's something that they know. They know, and maybe they've forgotten, but they should be reminded that the most important asset that the city, the state, whoever's taxing you have is you, is the people. You are the power. We, the people, are the power. We created these agencies. You know, IRS has only been around since what, the 40s? So it's not like and we conducted business and lived and did all these things way before that, right? So I think it's just important to highlight that it says the public it serves. You're dang right. And that's why we created you, was to serve us, not for us to serve you, right? So let's remember that too.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people who would like to get back to that. And yes, it was Bob Kerry before who was talking about the voluntary compliance system. So with that said, I want to touch a key one. You've talked about this a little bit, but worth repeating and expanding on. I've not found anything contrary to anything you've shared. So why is it that some people do run into problems? Well, let's start there.
Absolutely. Number one, it's usually because they ignore. That's the number one problem that we've found, that people, why they get into trouble is because they ignore. If we had to put, well, I guess you could say they incorrectly fill out their forms and then they don't pay. Right. There's a lot of different reasons. But one of the biggest reasons we have is that people just, you know, they see a letter from the IRS and they freak out. Yeah, go ahead.
And just if you could be, when you say they ignore specifically, do you mean they ignore the filing, or just so we can be clear, what specifically is it?
Oh, yeah. They ignore. Yeah. 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 Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. they ignore compliance. So they ignore, correspondence. So they'll ignore a letter. So a letter comes in from the IRS and they freak out and they tear it up and throw it in the garbage and they ignore it, right? That's the worst thing you can do, right? And I understand that it's probably everybody's first natural reaction is to just throw it away. But that's where we see people get in a lot of trouble. Again, don't ever do that. If you got problems, contact us. The Freedom People will help you with the IRS. If they're coming after you, they're like, you owe us $500,000 or we're going to take your life away. Hit us up. Give us a call. Seriously. It's not as bad as you think. It's most of the time it's just a letter or two, right? They'll respond back and stuff like that. But really it's just, we have to learn how to assert ourselves a little bit better. So that's our number one thing is generally as people, they just kind of ignore the, any sort of, communication from the IRS. That's a big one. Number two would be something like, like I was saying, it's probably, if not more than that, it's going to be people filling out their IRS forms and then not paying, because that's why we call it the confession form, right? If you're going to write and say, yes, I owe you this and sign it. Now you've created a legal binding contract that they can then in commerce put you in jail for. So
and that's the voluntary part that people often do, which is why, as I've learned, there's still things that can be done, is my understanding. But there is once you send something in and then it is accepted, is a change in status that perhaps people would at least want to explore their options before doing, because that's a big milepost. Am I getting that right?
No, you're exactly right. It's a contract. You've now entered into a contract, and that's kind of what we say is that what we're hoping to help people with, like you said, you know, our Cracking the Code course. That's really what that's about, is teaching you all of that and then how to properly file and rescind. It's called rescinding. You're rescinding anything that you may have sent them before because you didn't know. Okay. And that's your right. Believe it or not, in contract law, that's your right. You can rescind at any time. You can be like, hey, I was not aware of all the, and you're not aware of, they don't, who do they have, right? And that's why they always keep that separation. They create CPAs through the universities who then will sit there and screw the people for them, right? But then they're over here like, oh, wow, well, it's voluntary. You know what I mean? And then, but you're like, but what is going on here, right? And so that's why they've got us in this, in the predicament that we're in. So yeah, exactly.
But when someone, whether they realize it or not, voluntarily fills that out, then there is a contract to which you have risk if you don't pay that because you have voluntarily done it. And then that contract has a greater legal standing than before someone sends in their return. Is that getting it right?
That's correct. And then again, Cracking the Code course, that's what we help you do, is to kind of stop that. So even like, let's say you filed your taxes, you can kind of stop that and get your past 3 years back. And that's kind of, and then it'll prevent the taxation going forward. So that's, and you can do that. That's what I'm saying. We are the power. And if you just ask them, be nice, man. That's what I tell. Be nice to the IRS, communicate with them. And it's hard, right? Cause you just want to scream at their face every time. And it's not a face, it's a phone, but you know what I mean? Like, you just want to scream. Cause you're like, yeah, I know something. I know that I'm being bent over a barrel here, but I don't know what to do about it. Right. And so it's very frustrating, but again, that's where we come in, and we're happy to communicate with them. That's what we do all day, every day. So yeah, it's just remember, you're the power. If anybody listening can remember that, you are the ultimate power in all of this. It's just knowing how to communicate with them properly.
I mean, I would imagine this has to be a fun profession, where if you're successfully doing this, you probably look like you're wearing a cape there to most people.
Well, but that's the thing, Chris. And that's why I tell people, you know, it's like taking that first step off the cliff, and then you kind of realize that it was just a curb. You know what I mean? Where you're freaked out to take that first step. You're like, I'm jumping off the side of, you know, the Mount Kilimanjaro, and then it's really just a curb, and you've taken, you know, a 6-inch step down. It's like, oh, that wasn't so bad. It's really standing up to the bully for the first time. That's the analogies I always make. It's, and I can tell you, it is so empowering once you do it for the first time. It is one of the best feelings. Like you were talking about Paymon, you know, and stuff. And like, I've been working with Paymon since 2003 or something like that. And so, yeah, like he helped me with my first, you know, battle with the IRS, and we've come a long, long way since then. But I can still remember just being like, holy moly, this is real. You know what I mean? Cause like, I remember I'd already watched like Aaron Russo's, what we just watched. And so it's so empowering, man. It's one of the most empowering things in the world, is when, you know, the bully falls for the first time, you know, when he goes home crying. It's nice.
I could imagine. And again, when one of the folks from your office reached out, I was certainly intrigued, although wanted to do some due diligence. And I won't say who this is. It's actually someone who does a show in this genre that people would know. Although I did talk with him that, you know, saying like, hey, these guys are saying this, is this really the case? And he said, he explained to me that he's been implementing this successfully. Again, before anybody does anything, call Brad and his people. I cannot give you any guarantee, but although I am showing why I mean, Brad's not making this up here. And Brad, one thing you touched on that was on my list here, you mentioned that in some cases you get mounts that have already been paid in, you get them to send that back. Is that correct?
Yep. Some of our members that's happening for. And it's a beautiful thing, because it was theft in the first place. Now, what I'm upset about is because I believe it to be fraud, and there's no statute of limitations on fraud. So you should be able to go back since you started paying taxes and get back that money from them. Somebody could probably try if you wanted to take the effort. I think, you know what I mean?
How far have you gotten back?
3 years. 3 years. 3 years is what they'll currently through cracking the code. Now, again, the other way. So we have trusts that we set up, and then again, contracts, you can rescind a contract. So from the time you were 18 years old and able to execute a lawful contract, you can go back and rescind those contracts. Technically, you can rescind those. Now the effort, the level of effort to try and get that money back from the Treasury, you know, we don't know what that is yet. And that's coming though. I can tell you that, man. That's once I get some retirement time, I'm going in. I'm going in hard. That's going to be my retirement time, is see how far we can go.
Brad's waiting to retire so he can contact the government. You're waiting to retire so you can essentially do the same thing.
That does sound a little twisted.
You'll have a little less time doing it for other people, and now you'll be like, you know, getting your Guinness Book of World Records. Actually, Brad, maybe that's this could be a good competition in your office. Like, who could set the Guinness World Record for farthest back
taxes recovered.
Check for.
That's right, man. I like that.
So you'll have to. Well, I'm certainly. It's been quite a pleasure meeting you. So hopefully we'll be staying in touch. But in either case, like once you retire, you gotta check back in. I want the rights to that reality show there. But one other. This is an important question about the risks. From when I was reading Joe Bannister's book. Seemed like where he said, now you talked before about, you know, the things you don't want to do, ignore it, or especially if you send something in and it's accepted, you definitely don't want to ignore it then, right?
Correct.
But the other thing that Joe mentioned in his book was that where some people went and had trouble is that they go in and they get a judge who, you know, constitution this or that. And Joe described how some of them, I think in some cases, you know, they're just like, no, I can't set this precedent. Is that something that people run into? Because that would be one of the things I would want to check into myself.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's very, very good point. They definitely don't want anything to set precedents. So that's generally why they comply back with us. Because they can't allow us to go to court. They can't allow these things, so certain things to go to court, right? Unless they 100% know that they can win. So again, it's how do you communicate? Who do you say that you are, right? Because, and this is a much, much bigger subject, but public versus private, right? Your ens legis, which was created when you were born, right? There's a birth certificate and it's your all caps name. Believe it or not, this stuff's real. It's called a straw man, okay? But that's how they get you to comply. And that's why they can forcefully tax you and they can implement statutes, regulations, ordinances, and all of these things and have you comply, even though they're not laws. None of those are laws. But those are public. So those are the government's, you know, just regulations. And then they use police, policy enforcers, to enforce those policies. Because that's all they are. It's corporate policy. So that's why you have police and the sheriff. Right. And again, that we can go really deep into that. But that's just a little primer of what I'm explaining here is how are you showing up and who are you identifying as? Especially if you're going to court. Especially if you're going to court. Right. I am not that. No, I am the living man. I am a living, breathing man that was created by God. I'm not that fiction that you created that you want me to identify as. Right. And so in court, that's what we've seen quite a bit. Right. Is that that's kind of how to get them to kind of just move on real quick. They can't address those type of situations because they don't have control over you, the living man or woman. They only have control over the entity, and what they get us to do is associate with that entity.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. A few last questions here. This is as we're going along, I'm really excited we're doing this because I can't wait to see it again myself. Hopefully you're having fun at home. Well, here's a good question for you. Have you ever had one of your clients who has had trouble or run into a problem?
Yeah, of course. That's what we're here to help people that are in problems and trouble. So people come to us all the time. Just depends on what kind of trouble you're in. Criminal trouble and stuff like that. You know, it just depends on where you're at. But anything like, IRS related, things like that. I mean, some people then it's already too late for some things, but then again, there are situations where we can come and help you.
More specifically, I guess what I was targeting, has there been someone who's been sitting there paying their taxes year after year, then they tried what you're advocating and then had a problem because of that is what I meant more.
I see what you're saying. Not yet. But I mean, I've not that we know of, and I'm sure somebody would let us know. Cause again, then that would be our job to get them out of that trouble. No. And it's just funny. So my wife, she's my wife now, but in 2020, she was not. And, she quit her job.
You won her over cause you got her out of paying taxes. Is that how she
did? Well, I think so, man. I think that's might've been what it was. I don't know, man. I don't know. She's with me today and we got two kids, but in 2019 she wasn't, but then no, she just like, I was explaining to her, and she's a very, very smart girl. And she was just like, she did all her research and she still does. She's one of the driving force. I mean, she's super smart in this stuff now. It's amazing. Cause she never heard any of this stuff when we were together. And then when 2020 happened, right. And we started the Freedom People and she had to start learning all this stuff. And then, so she just quit filing, and that was in 2020, and she's never heard a word. And so again, that's why, it's not anything that like it's a personal journey, right? And everybody's just like, most of our clients, they come to us and they're just screaming that they want to do it, right? And that's what I'm saying. Like, we've kind of, it's the other way. We're not really so much trying to convince people of anything. It's more like, and when you're ready, you'll know. Do you know what I mean? It's like when you're ready, then you don't know what's on the other side, but you don't care because you're so tired of being bent over a barrel here. You're just leaving. You know what I mean? So what happens? So be it. Let's go. But then that's where the confidence comes from, right? And that's when you finally punch the bully in the nose and he goes down like a sack of potatoes and you feel all empowered, right? And that's what we want to help people do, is feel a little bit more empowered in any aspect of your life.
And note to the single guys out there, if you start telling women, if you have a good understanding of the true law code, it can work out well. Brad, I appreciate your time here. So if I may, just a few last quick ones that were touched on quickly in the Aaron Russo clip, but especially for people who have not sat down and had time to read or study this yet. When he mentioned the Fifth Amendment violation, can you explain what he was saying there with why the being forced to fill out a return, especially a voluntary return, would violate your Fifth Amendment rights?
Well, yeah, because like, and that's what he was saying. He was kind of playing, the word salad mind games or whatever there, right? He was doing all that. It was like, no, so you're saying I can be prosecuted for the information I'm filling out here, but the Fifth Amendment says I don't have to do anything that will, you know, prosecute me, you know, prosecute myself. So how does that even make any sort of sense? And it doesn't. And that's what he was saying, is that by not filing, I did it for many, many years. That was my thing. And until I got under trust and all of that, like, I just was a non-filer, and that's what they called us. We were just non-filers. I was big into this in the early 2000s, as far as like trying to figure this out. Anyway, I digress. So what that is actually talking about is that he's absolutely right. Aaron Russo's absolutely right. You can't fill out anything that's going to incriminate or be forced to say something that's going to incriminate you, right? It doesn't make any sense. And that's what he was saying. I'm not sure I can articulate it any better than he did. It was just so cool to watch him get the IRS, former IRS commissioner, you know what I mean? To have that dialogue back and forth just to show how perverted it really is.
Yeah, and I'll add a note to that, which it was either Aaron or maybe in Joe Bannister's book, but they talked about how when you read your Miranda rights, you have the right to remain silent so that you don't incriminate yourself. And if you're forced to send in information that, you know, they can charge you with a crime based on things you reported to the IRS, you have a clash there. So thank you for that. Yeah. The other one was the 16th Amendment. Some people may or may not have heard, you know, maybe they think, oh, well, you're these tax guys, but they're nuts. I'll say that by the time I was done reading Joe Bannister's book, that removed any doubt for me. But for someone who's not yet had the chance for that experience, what could you say about what he was saying with the 16th Amendment and the case to be made that the whole thing was never actually ratified?
Well, yeah, I mean, if we want to go back from that, we can go look at like the Federal Reserve Act not being fully ratified. There's tons of holes in all of it, right? But yeah, again, basically what they were saying, the 16th Amendment did not give any new taxing powers to the government. But even beyond that, what we have to go back, I mean, you can't steal from people, right? If we just look at it from a fundamental thing, right? And it's our labor. It's the sweat from your brow that creates things, that can do things, that can whatever, right? And then you get an equal exchange and we can puka shells or whatever you want. Right now we have these fiat, you know, dying dollar things, right? And so we're going to get that in exchange. But still, what is that? That's an exchange for your energy. That's energy exchange, and that's your labor, right? And then somebody's going to come and say that they're going to take it from you so that they can go and they know how to spend it better than you, right? But the only way that works is if you signed up somehow. They had to get you your voluntary compliance to become authoritarian. You know, it's not voluntary anymore. It's forced compliance, right? But how do they do that? So they have to do that through that original contract, and that's where I go back to like the birth certificate, your super slave number, social security number, right? That's all of those things, these contracts, and that's how they. And again, they get us to identify with that. 16th Amendment didn't do anything. Doesn't say squat. I don't care. I don't care. You cannot pass a law against me that's gonna. You can rob me. That's just not how it works. But that's what they've essentially done, right? And so 16th of Schminsteinth, I don't know, amendment. I don't know. None of it. It doesn't matter, mean anything, because if you just go back to the very basic source, that which you create, you control. It's a maxima law. God created man. Man created society. Society created governments. Governments created the IRS. What's the pecking order there? You think the IRS just somehow weaseled its way in between you and God? Come on, get out of here. Right. And so that's why it's so important to just learn those fundamentals and become it. And that's why the Freedom People, we're just a huge community. You know, we're a big community, not even huge, I guess, considered these days. But like we're a community of like-minded people who are here to support each other through all of this craziness. And it's only getting worse. I think we can all agree. Like, yeah, taxes are only going up and they're only going to get worse. Right. The spending power of your dollar, hence gold and silver. Right. That's what we're all doing. That's why we're buying gold and silver, right? Because we're hedging against the dollar, which is what? That's another tax. Talk about another tax that nobody even talks about, which is, oh my goodness, they have to print 40% of the money supply just to keep the scam going. You want to talk about a Ponzi scheme? Oh, fiat. Yeah.
Rant over. Beautifully said. And Bradley Freedom, as you were mentioning that, I think hopefully we could do this again, because you mentioned the straw man thing a couple of times. I've read about that over the years, and since we're almost wrapping up, but maybe we can do this again, and maybe we'll do the next one live. We can take some questions, especially absolutely. That whole straw man thing. I've read about there's a reason that your ID is always in capital letters. I've heard some people go to court and say, no, that's a shell entity. This is my name, not what you put on there. But just real quick, the last one. I've also heard people describe the IRS as actually the collection agency of the Federal Reserve. Are you familiar with that relationship at all, or anything you could add on that?
Yeah. So, and was it? I thought it was from Freedom for Fascism. I don't know. They made the analogy that the IRS was the Gestapo for the U.S. government or for the Fed. You know, at this point, all the agencies for me have all kind of bled into something else. Like what we see, I can tell you, is not what's actually in control. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Tavistock Institute. And that's another rabbit hole, right? We're controlled. So anybody that we currently see that we think is a bad guy or all this stuff, right? That's not who's in control, right? We have the Triple Crown. What's the Triple Crown? Well, that's Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is a district, right? What's it a district of? Very good question. You start to look that up. Then you have London City, and then you have the Vatican, the Triple Crown. Right. And so we can really get into it, but that's where, right. And so for me, these agencies, like whether it's the IRS and who they're like working for or whatever, like to me, it's all one big control grid system that you need to opt out of. And we have actual solutions because guess what? You were enslaved by the pen and you can be freed by the pen. That's the only way out is the way that you came in. And you're not going to vote it in or vote it out. I can promise you that. Left wing, right wing, same bird. Sorry if I'm offending anybody in your political stances, but me, my only faith is to freedom and my creator. That's it. Sorry, I've been screwed by left and right my entire life, so I'm a little jaded.
I don't
mind
cola. Well, would you like Coke or Pepsi? Beautifully right? said and. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I was actually listening to another podcast this morning where they were talking, and I've heard several times about it, and I always thought that was weird. Wait, Washington, D.C. is not like part of a state, or it's some like obloid?
Kind of weird, right?
Vatican. Yeah. So hopefully we can touch on those again. Brad, this was beautifully done. I really appreciate this. This is helpful to me as I'm trying to see where I go with this. And I think one of the big things is that on top of it, you know, once people find out that this is all constitutionally illegal, yet I think what a lot of the people who are watching at home today, it's like, well, you know, if I were paying taxes and it was actually being used to help people genuinely more accept that. I mean, the fact that if you find out it's done illegally to get right. that money from you, but you know, especially at a time where I don't know if you caught this now, the Bessin Treasury has said they're going to guarantee Argentinian debt. So we're selling treasuries to buy Argentine pesos when you have the U.S. system is blowing apart. Gold and silver are screaming. And anyway, we won't get into that today, but can you please just let folks know? I'm sure there's many who have questions and what is the best way to get in contact with you and any other thing they should know of potential next steps if they want to get more info?
Yeah, absolutely. Thefreedompeople.org. Just head on over there. We've got a nice big button there. Oh, there you go. Pulling it up. But book your free consultation. We'd love to talk with you. And join us for free. You can join our platform for free. We've got a pay as you see our services are benefiting you kind of model, which that was a mouthful, but pay $0 a month, pay $100 a month, totally up to you. But once you get in here, then you have access to free courses. You've got access to the job board, business directory, all kinds of stuff. We're here to help as much as we can in any way that we can, and we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, and Brad, I hope I'm not going to embarrass you a little bit here, but I was telling you before we started, I started digging into marketing seminars back in 2012. One of the best landing pages I've ever seen and very well laid out, and drives me nuts when people and you guys, it's impressive everything I've seen so far. Again, I mentioned that I did talk with someone who has actually been implemented this and he's been okay. Again, my disclaimer, you at home, I'm sure this stuff you want to do properly. So that's why I wouldn't just go out and, you know, burn the packet, but call Brad or the folks on his team. Again, you can find this link at thefreedompeople.org or you can click in the link in the description field below. You don't have to stress out your fingers typing it. And Brad, I think regardless of what people choose to do from here, certainly a fun hour of talk. And I thank you so much for that. And I'm looking forward to continuing to learn, and because it is what it is. But again, we saw what Sheldon had to say, and I'll just remind people, rewatch that part. Think about that. And then, again, if you'd like to get in touch with Brad, you can do so at thefreedompeople.org. So, Bradley Freedom, thank you so much. I really appreciate this. Chris. And hopefully we'll be able to get you back on here soon and talk some more.
It'd be my pleasure. And thank you. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Again, my pleasure. Thanks, Chris.